Now, the Cork Minor Hurlers enjoyed victory in their quarter-final away to Waterford this evening as they opened their Munster Championship campaign. Their manager, Dennis Ring, joins us now for his reaction. Dennis, congratulations on this four-point winning margin.
Thanks very much, Lisa. We're delighted with the win, you know, away from home against Waterford. You know, the way Waterford teams have been going at the moment, from our point of view, it's a great win. And, you know, it continues a good week for Cork Hurling, with the seniors having had such a brilliant win last weekend.
Indeed. If we talk about how this game played out, you didn't get the best of starts, Dennis, because Waterford went 1-2 up after about 4 minutes.
Yeah, they got a fantastic start. They were playing with a gale wind and, you know, it was very unsettling from our perspective. I suppose, look, for young fellas, it was a bit unsettling as well. We had to warm up in Mount Zion. The condition of the pitch was such that four teams weren't allowed to warm up in this, and I suppose that made it a little bit difficult and possibly was a little bit unsettling at the beginning, you know. And we were playing against the gale force wind. We conceded a terrible goal at the start. And they were, as you say, 1-2 to no score up after a few minutes. But then, really, our lads showed an awful lot of composure because they didn't panic. They played the ball intelligently into the breeze and created a lot of good goal-scoring opportunities. And were very patient. Their play were very, you know, they had good build up and their shot selection was excellent.
That sounds good, because that's what I was going to say. That must have been very impressive for you. 1-2 to no score up, Waterford went, but then you hit 8 unanswered points before Waterford closed out the scoring in the first half. But where were those scores coming from when you settled, Dennis?
Well, the good thing about it, to be honest with you, when even we look back in the game, the spread of scores was very impressive. It was across the players, you know. I suppose at that particular point in time, Matthew Bradley had centre forward kind of grabbed Graham by the scruff of the neck and Josh Bosang inside him and Evan Sheehan, those three in the forward line in particular, and they were outnumbered, I suppose, you know, in the sense that Waterford always had extra players back, but they just ran at them and created the space, created the opportunities, and got really impressive scores, you know. And then, you know, other players like our two midfielders, Robbie Buck and Tino Manny, pitched in with points as well. So from their perspective, I suppose it was hard to target any individual who was causing trouble when they were being hit from all over the place, you know.
That sounds very pleasing. And then in the final stages of the game, you kind of started to go point for point at Waterford. Was that a very well-contested close for the match?
Yeah, because it was a team, two very contrasting teams. Like, in many ways, Waterford against the wind, it always suited them because they were able to revert to their swarm defence. They didn't offer the bodies behind. It was actually very hard to break them down. And while we were maybe dominating in position, we weren't always translating it in the second half. And we kind of, to be honest, even the half time we spoke about it, we knew it was going to be difficult. Even though we got three unanswered points straight after half time, within the space of, I think, about 80 seconds, it was a tremendous start. But after that, we struggled. They had an 8-man defence. And at times, it was playing the ball against the wall, you know. And, you know, I think because we had such a good start to the second half, we lost our composure a little bit and started to do some silly things and started to play the ball a little bit rash at times into the experiment. And it's probably put us in a situation that we didn't need to be in terms of putting us under pressure, you know, because we went from a situation of being 1 point down at half-time to three up fairly quickly. And then after that, we had opportunities to go from 4 to 5 to 6 and 7. But we weren't really doing it, you know. They kept coming back. They kept getting a point to bring us back within, you know, range from their perspective. But I suppose, you know, we still heard very well. We still tried to do the right things all the time. And the lads showed a lot of composure in their play, you know.
And you mentioned there Waterford playing 8 men back in the second half. They did employ that extra man in the defence that you had anticipated.
Yeah, well, we knew they were going to do that. They had done that against Kilkenny, against Limerick and against Dublin as well. So we were well prepared for it, to be honest with you. And, you know, I suppose we were prepared for the fact that we'd have to be shooting from distance and we'd have to work the ball into good positions and not to make their goalie look good by hitting the ball in rash situations. And You know, it's demoralising if you see the ball coming out of the full back line regularly like that. So we didn't do that. We didn't play to their strengths in that regard. And we played a very patient game and held on to possession. And, you know, the lads in fairness played a very intelligent game. They held on to the ball, they shot from distance. And, you know, you'd be very proud of their whole approach. And, you know, the lads showed, I suppose, a lot of composure.
Great stuff. And Dennis, now, of course, it's the layoff that comes with winning the first round of the championship. You won't be out now till the end of June.
Yeah, look, I suppose, you know, immediately we'll sit down, myself, Johnny Dwyer, the coach, and Richie O'Leary, strength and conditioning, and John Martell, Liam Martin and Fergus Ryan, all management team. And Derek Connolly, our logistics team, Teddy Buck, our doctor, our physio, John O'Mara, and Statsman, John Martell, analysis people, Lenny Brown and John Ring, all of those people. We'll all get together and we'll sit down and look at the best way to plan forward over the next number of weeks. We were wondering tonight, we had a plan provisionally in place that we could be playing in 2 weeks' time against Tipperary. No, thankfully, that isn't arising, but from this point on, we have to prepare for, I think, the 26th of June for a Munster semi-final.
Indeed.
And it's a case of trying to ensure that no stone is left unturned in preparing for that. And, you know, we've fellas who are injured and we have various things like that we have to contend with now in terms of preparing for the next day. And we've fellas who are missing tonight, who hopefully will be back into the equation going into that. And we're also liaising very strongly with our under-17 development squad. They have a competition now next weekend, the Todd Nolan competition in Kerry, so we'll be going down looking at that and keeping our options open at all times to see, to keep the thing fresh and keep testing fellas and to see, you know, make sure we have the best possible team as prepared as best possible for as Munster semi-final on 26th of June.
That's great stuff, Dennis. The best of luck with that. But for now, congratulations on this evening's result and an opening round victory in the Munster Minor Hurling Championship. Thank you for speaking to us.
Thanks, Lisa.